Dugan Altam.
Hello, this is Justin, and welcome to this new evangelization. In the beginning was the Word, and then there was a lie, and many people have bought the lie and are afraid of the Word. But the Word became flesh and dwelt among us to teach us, to guide us, to say to us, do not be afraid. You know, fear is really what keeps us from wanting to give our lives for other people, right? Think about it. How many times have you been invited by our Lord to die to yourself and to live like the real life? Not just to live in this world, but to live of the next world. And that's the life in the Holy Spirit that God wants each one of us to be fully living, to receive, to yield to what He wants to do in our hearts and minds by the power that He gives us through our baptism. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. In Lent, I believe what's happening is we're intensifying our desire to more fully receive that Holy Spirit who so personally loves us and guides us in our hearts and our minds if we but listen to Him. I need to become more quiet. I need to lower myself, not because I'm worthless, but because I'm worth full, because God has given me the measure that I need and that I am supposed to give to other people. This isn't just for me, it's for everyone. That's what the new evangelization is about really awakening this sense of what the Holy Spirit has already done in the life of the faithful or the not so faithful, and guiding them to a full life. And then it happens. The parish explodes and begins to become an amazing parish. And trust me, there are spirits of the world that do not want that to happen. And when it's happening, he's going to try to come and beat it all down through discouragement, through disorder, through sin. So let us get on our knees and repent and realize that God wants a new beginning in the Catholic Church. So let us yield our tongues when we come to the liturgy. Let us yield to praise when we begin the sacred liturgy. We begin with the Gloria after we repent. And in the Gloria, what's happening is we're professing a deep belief in the Holy Trinity. This is the genesis of all life, where we are meant to reside and where we're meant to proceed from. We praise You, we bless You, we adore You, we glorify You. That litany of praise at the beginning of the liturgy teaches us how to go about beginning the new evangelization in every little part and large part of our parish life.
Proclaim Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God.